It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome. Buzz 24-7, everybody. Thursday. The seventh day of November. And we are going to be talking just a little bit with a, I don't know, I find her to be very interesting and intriguing. A woman named Alexandra De Steiger, who is, she's a writer, she's a photographer, she's a musician. She is the lone winter caretaker out at the Isles of Shoals, which is off the coast of Rye, New Hampshire. I think it's actually in Rye. She's going to be doing a, she's going to be headlining an annual fall fundraiser called Starry Night, Saturday night, November 16th. It's a benefit for nonprofits open to the public. It's going to take place, I think, at the Portsmouth Historical Society. So this is a...
Okay, because I'd never watched that movie, the documentary and stuff. So she, as soon as it's spring and it's open to the public, she gets to go home?
Yeah, live somewhere she goes else? Home, yeah. Yep. So
okay,
she's the
so
winter
I,
caretaker
okay, so
who
I
lives there all alone
year.
Through the winter months to take
time.
Care of the property. And it's a big property, and it's a creepy property, and it's beautiful at the same time, and it's 6 miles off the ocean, 6 miles off the shore, I mean the land. And in the wintertime, man, when the wind blows, it's crazy yep. out there. You know, they have a webcam. The Star Island webcam. And let me tell you something. I watch it all the time during a storm because it gets nuts. And she's out there, and she loves it out there. And she's an incredible photographer. So obviously, I've never met her. We've gone back and forth online. I'm a fan of hers and her work and her photography. And so, yeah, we got the chance to talk to her. I'm like, yeah, let's talk to her. Laura doesn't get
I'm more intrigued by, yeah, what part of her life did she decide, like, you know what? I'm going to go and live solo for half the year yep. on this island. Was she in like the building trades before? Like what gives her the, you know, what was on her resume to say, okay, you're yeah. going to take care of this property?
I don't know. Winter's Watch is the name of this, of a short film that was made. Winter's Watch. It was made in 2017. And it's a black and white movie about how she does what she does. And she stays out there. And it's, I found it riveting. You know, how she does it. I mean, I like being alone. I mean, we all yep. like being alone for months. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I think friends go out and see her and she's got contact.
Well, I was
going
to say, was it like Columbus Day to Memorial Day or before they open
You can
sooner?
Ask her. You can ask her. But, and then we got Laura's Cooking on a Budget coming up as well. That's going to be at the end. But we're going to chat with Alexandra, who's going to be calling any second. So we're joined this morning by Alexandra De Steiger, who is a writer, a photographer, a musician, and she's the lone winter caretaker out at the out at Star Island. And just so you know, Alex, we've got, I'm Greg, we've got Roadkill Kelly and Laura, and welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Greg. Thanks. I'm calling you from the island today.
See, that's what I was wondering. I want to start. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm a huge fan of your photography, your writing. I'm intrigued by what you do. I don't know as I'm as intrigued as Laura is, because Laura,
I am so perplexed.
She doesn't understand
this.
How anybody could do it.
Yeah.
Is what Laura is
all about.
Well,
I'm a people person, and I'm thinking to myself, 28 years. Going to be solo, when do you start? October, and you when do you come back, return to the land?
This year, it varies usually year to year, but usually around November 1st, and this year was right on November 1st, and then I come back sometime mid-April, maybe first or second week in April. So a little over 5 months.
Yeah.
And, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate it. And Greg, I'm also a fan of your photography.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
but
that.
But for 5 months, now, are people like taking little boat trips to come and visit you? And what made you want to go and do that? I feel lonely for you.
It's beautiful.
Beauty or not, it's lonely.
Beautiful.
Lonesome.
It is beautiful. Greg is correct. Yeah, no, I'm not lonely, Laura, because I'm surrounded by wildlife out here. So I have a community of sorts. It may not be a human-based community, but it feels like community to me to be surrounded by all of these wild beings and to be, you know, a part of their lives for a little over 5 months every year. So, yeah, no, that doesn't make me lonely.
And
it makes me happy.
People do bring out, like, supplies and things, right? They're ferried out by the Star Island Corporation. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, the Star Island Corporation has a boat that they lease from Captain Jack Farrell, who also runs charters in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they So I get supplies maybe once every 2 weeks. Sometimes I think the longest I've gone was a month and a half before I saw any supplies. It really depends on when I need them. There's right. not a regular boat trip out. It's just when I need supplies or a generator part or, you know, something for the island. That's when the boat will come out.
Okay, right.
It's few and far between are the trips. And occasionally a friend will come out for the day, you know, to visit. But it's my time to be alone. So I really try not to socialize in the winter.
God, yeah. I love it.
I'm visiting grocery stores for sales and deals, and I'm cooking like so every day. What if you have a craving like, oh, I really want to make myself this? You have to have that craving 2 weeks and then wait for the supplies to come in to make yourself a homemade pizza or make yourself something.
That's very true. It took a little getting used to in the beginning because, you know, I'd run out of chocolate and it would feel like an emergency.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But I got used to it. I look around and I think, okay, what can I put maple syrup on that will give me, you know, that feeling? But
yeah.
No, I after this many years, I've gotten used to buying what I need to come out. So I feel pretty well stocked.
Alex is going to be, she's kind of headlining the annual fall fundraiser Starry Night, Saturday, November 16th. It's at 5 to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a benefit for nonprofit. It's open to the public. It's going to be at the Portsmouth Historical Society on Middle Street. And Roadkill has a question for you, Alex.
Have you ever gotten a little nervous out there, dealt with a situation you never had to deal with before?
I don't know if I'm nervous. I just feel alert, I yep. guess is how I'll phrase it. There was once a kayaker who came out, and I usually see everyone that comes out, and in winter almost no one comes out. So,
right.
A kayaker managed to slip out, and he had already gotten into the hotel, and I was checking the hotel, and he was in an upstairs room, and he was making noise. And this is the dead of winter, and the hotel is icy cold, and it's dark. You know, I have to have a flashlight to go through there, and so I heard a noise upstairs, and I started towards the stairs because, you know, I have to check, as a
sure.
caretaker, I have to check out what this noise might be. And sure enough, this arm sort of came out of this doorway. And at first I thought, well, you know, my first ghost. But no, it was just a kayaker, and he was wearing bright orange. And he looked at me, and his face went pale because
oh, yeah.
he thought I was a ghost because he had heard me approaching. So,
right.
But he was very nice, and I brought him back out of the hotel because he'd gotten a little bit lost.
That's incredibly risky.
That was interesting.
Incredibly risky to go out there at a kayak.
Yeah.
At any time of year,
I know.
Let alone the winter. That's just not safe. I've got a million questions for you, I swear. Kelly, go ahead. You first.
Alex, how did this opportunity come about 28 years ago? Was there somebody out there doing this before you?
Yeah, not this job in particular. There were caretakers out here. Dave and Edith Pearson were longtime caretakers. But at the time, the island was looking for caretakers. And I was visiting a shipmate who was working on Appledore Island. I used to sail on tall ships, and this fella and I had been on a couple long trips together. And he said, come on out and check out the Isles of Shoals. I'd never been, you know, I live in New Hampshire and, of course, had never been to the Shoals for
right,
years,
right.
Like most people. And so I came out and heard that they were looking for caretakers, and we took the boat over, and we had all the skills that were required for the job. There's, you know, it's off the grid. There's solar, there's generators, there's all of that type of stuff. And got the job right there.
It's interesting. The presentation that Alex is going to give is called Denizens of the Shoals, and it's a reflection on community and fellowship. And it's a reflection on community and fellowship written by and performed by a woman who spends 5 months alone out there.
What do you do when you get home?
I'm fascinated by it, Alex. I'm fascinated by it because I'm fascinated by, as a photographer, your photography is stunning. It's emotional, and it black and white, you could take a picture of a rock and I would stare at it for like an hour. And no, it's really, and that's, I don't know what else, I don't know how to give a higher compliment, because it creates, your photography creates such a mood with so little to work with. Like, and that's great. Like the sparse sort of nature of some of it is exactly what draws me in. I'm a huge fan of it. And that has to be, I mean, I can only imagine how many pictures do you take in the season?
Well, quite a few, not
yeah.
as many as a digital photographer, because
right.
I shoot with film and mm-hmm. medium format camera, but I take some. I don't go out with the intention of shooting. It's
right.
It's not like a hobby or a sport for me. It's more, I guess for me as a photographer, I have to be in love with what I'm photographing, you know, and I have to do justice to those things that I'm photographing. And I think that the things that are out here, the elements and the wild beings that are intrinsic to this place, they're what make it what it is. And those are the things that I'm trying to do justice to with my photographs.
I go out every year during the summer, and I will just tell you that it is, there's a magic to it that is hard to describe, that when you get off the dock and you walk onto this island, it just feels special. I've heard everybody I know that goes there says the same thing. That must be part of the attraction to the place for you.
It is an amazing place. Yeah. And everybody feels that way. There's a large community that comes out in the summer, and they come every year, and people love it. There's generations of people that come out here in the summer. Their kids work here, and then they end up being the conferees, and then their kids work here. And so it's really, it's a special place, and it really feels like you're going back in time to come out to this place. Even though there's modern conveniences, and they try to do them tastefully so they don't, you know, take up the landscape or the viewscape, but but people love it. It's an older world, and it's simple, and it's basic, and it's beautiful. Like you said, it's a gorgeous place.
People take the trip out, Laura, just to sit on the porch on a rocking chair and read a book. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. Go ahead, Scotty.
Have you ever brought something out at the beginning of the season to learn how to do? Maybe you, like, I didn't know how to play guitar. I brought it out. Now I do. Like I know you're working, but like at night, is there anything that you, hey, I don't know how to do this, and taught yourself how to do it?
Oh, God, yeah. Tons of stuff. Thank God for the internet for teaching as a teaching tool. So this year I brought out a ukulele. I play the guitar, and I don't really play the ukulele, but I'm trying to get better at it. And one year, some years ago, I brought out the makings of a book. I have a book that I put out, and I didn't know anything about making a book. And so I went onto the internet and learned everything in Photoshop about how to, you know, make my black and white prints that were scanned look as good as the prints themselves. So that took a lot of doing. And so now I know Photoshop, even though I'm not a digital photographer. And there's a lot of things to learn. I'm getting better at the guitar slowly.
We talked before you came on with us about Winter's Watch and you know, the documentary and the videos and things that people can see online. I got to ask about the ghosts, because there's always been the legend, right, of the fact that the Star Island Hotel is haunted. And I don't know. I mean, I'm open to everything. So what do you say? I mean, if anybody's going to know, it's going to be you.
Well, I'm open to everything too. I think anything's possible. I will say I've never seen a ghost, but there have been a couple times where the little something in the corner of your eye, and then when you look, there's nothing there. I've had that a number of times. There's also been a few years where I have smelled flowers, and I feel like it's maybe lilac. I can't pin the scent, but you know, dead of winter, everything's icy, and suddenly it smells like flowers. And this was outside once and in a room another time. So, you know, who knows? I don't know. I'm open to everything. I think our lives, you know, we flash through this place so quickly. Our lives are like a blip in the timeline of a place like this. And you imagine the history is so thick that some of our stories must just still linger in the air in some way. That's my best guess.
You're walking through them. That's what you're doing. So in the beginning, how long did it take you to adjust? Like in the first few years, at the end of as the 5 month period ended, were you anxious? Okay, I've had enough. And did you have to adapt to get to be comfortable for the entire stay, or did it start from the beginning?
No, it started from the beginning. I spent a lot of my childhood alone, wandering through the woods, and so I'm very comfortable by myself. So no, I never found that to be the burdensome part, and I got used to it very quickly. It was a little strange that very first time when the little boat pulled away and then, you know, left, and it got smaller and smaller, and I was standing on these, you know, nine islands and the only human here. That was kind of a
a special feeling, and it still is. You know, sure. I still really have to pinch myself at times that I get to experience this every year.
I'm envious in so many ways, although I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it for anywhere the length of time. As far as like in part of the Winter's Watch documentary, they showed you during a storm and the wind was whipping up and you could hear it almost coming through the window. You know, and you're standing in front of this window. And as far as storms go, was there ever a time where you felt like I could be in trouble here?
No, not yet. There have been some really big storms, and I think the biggest one I saw was 91 mile an hour winds, and they had just installed one of those double helix looking wind turbines out here, and during that storm I watched that turbine just get ripped apart by the wind. And it could have been a problem if the wind was coming towards the building that I'm in, because right. those big metal fins could have crashed through the windows, and then I'd be scrambling around with, you know, trying to screw plywood over the windows.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen, so instead right. it was just a spectacular sight. But the waves, Greg, oh my god,
I can't even.
The waves are wow. massive.
I'll be honest with you, I checked the webcam.
He's been watching you.
No
stick
no.
your tongue out.
I really am fascinated by you, and I always check it anyway for the weather and to see how it is. But during storms, I'm like, how's she doing? Is she okay? Is everything
you got
right
some whiskey
there?
Or brandy or a nice Pinot Noir out there?
No, I don't bring anything. I bring a cheap box wine out.
Okay. That's okay, Alex.
But
whatever.
No, I don't know what's out here. But I will say, though, and I will assure everyone that I am safe in the winter. And I know people, you know, get some concern, but I have been doing this a long time. I was a professional sailor before this. You know, I know how to take care of myself. So
the older I get, the more I don't mean this in any negative way to my family or my wife or anything like that, but solitude saves me, you know, in many ways. That's why I go out by myself normally with the camera, and I've talked about it on the air so people know, but it has become a therapy for me that I cannot do without. And I gotta think that this is kind of is the same thing for you.
It is.
Yeah.
I think solitude is the place where you center with yourself, and you have, you know, the deeper conversations with yourself and get to know yourself, and those things you don't get to do when you're with other people. And also the quietness of being alone, you know, you can really center on what you're looking at, what you're photographing. And it's important. I think it helps people to grow internally to have solitude.
Laura, when you're out there and you're all by yourself, right? And let's say I'm out there with the camera, you put the camera down and you look, right? And that solitude in those moments that Alex is talking about, you see way more than you would ever see if you didn't take that time. All of a sudden you see these things like, holy crap, I missed that, right? I mean, that's what happens, Alex.
Yep.
You see more.
That is.
It's beautiful.
And I respect that, and I would do it for a weekend, but I'm not spending 5 months away from, I don't know, I just can't imagine
it's fascinating.
Alone for that long.
It's fascinating. I love being kind of a spectator of your journey. I really appreciate what you do, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And the event's going to be Saturday night, November 16th now. It's going to be at the Portsmouth Historical Society. You can get your tickets to the presentation from Alex called Starry Night. That's the night. The presentation is called Denizens of the Shoals, and you can get your tickets by going to starisland.org. I promise you will be fascinated by it. She's amazing. Appreciate you taking the time today to join us. We really do.
Oh, thanks. Hey, can I take a quick moment and plug the fact that I have a book?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's called Small Island, Big Picture, and if you Google my name or just Google caretaker of Star Island, you'll find me.
That's awesome.
But my book is available online, and also a music CD. That was one of the things I learned out here, was how to create an album and write songs, and so I also have a CD.
I think I've seen video of you recording it. It's really cool. It's very cool. But thank you very much for joining us, and continued success, and have a great season, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
I appreciate it. Nice talking with you, Greg.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You got it. Yeah, it's pretty. That's pretty cool.
We should kayak out.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
I kind of wanted to hear more about him. Like, why was he walking around the hotel? She's like, he got lost and I had to escort him out.
He was squatting. He went out and he figured he'd stay the night. Nobody was there. Yep. And he wasn't there to do anything bad or anything like that. And she said he was really nice, but he was, probably pretty scared. All right. Well, there you go. There's that. Are you ready, Laura, for Cooking on a Budget?
Yep.
Because that is part two of today's festivities, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Cooking on a Budget.
budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
All right.
You gotta admit, she's intriguing.
Oh, very.
Very, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Laura to save you money, cooking on a budget. She'll write all of this stuff is written down for you at morningbuzz.com on her page. So if you miss anything, don't sweat it. She's got it written down for you. Go ahead, Laura.
Greg, I'm starting with you. Your food of the week at Market Basket starting on Sunday, $4.99 for the package of the Shady Brook turkey. Mm-hmm. You know you love it, and it's 93% lean.
Mm-hmm.
That's saving $1 a pound. Kelly, your beer sale of the week at Market Basket, Smutty Nose Harpoon and your Stone variety at $14.99.
Okay.
Roadkill Street of the Week, Market Basket has your Oreo cookies family size pack, 2 for $8.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week at Market Basket. In the deli, if you have the deli that does the food, hot honey chicken tenders, $6.99 a pound. I see Roadkill liking those too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though they're hot. Hannaford sales end on Saturday. Boneless New York sirloin steak, $5.99 a pound. Chicken leg quarters or drum, $6.99 a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Your avocados, 89 cents each. Hannaford salad blends, 2 for $5. Your cheese at crackers, 2 for $5. Purchase any Hormel entree from the meat department and you get a Hormel side for free. A lot of turkeys going on sale because it is that time of year where people stock up on their turkeys. Frozen butterball turkey at 88 cents a pound there at Hannaford. Your Angus round tip roast, $4.99 a pound. Your whole beef tenderloin, $14.99 a pound. And your Hannaford smoked sliced bacon, $3.99. Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. You have your Butterball whole frozen turkey, $1.07. This is limiting you to two of them, but it is a great deal if you want a frozen turkey. Pomegranates, $1.29 each. Raspberries, $1.99. Zucchini, 95 cents a pound. Whole white mushrooms, $1.29. Fresh lamb shank, $5.99 a pound. Your fresh jumbo pack chicken drumsticks, 89 cents a pound. Whole turkey, 77 cents a pound. Honest antibiotic free whole turkey, $1.69 a pound. And then they're doing sales on all your baking items, your sugars, your pie fillings, your flours, your nuts, and all the stuff you might need for baking dessert on Thanksgiving. I'm not going to go through all the prices, but the link to the flyer is up there so you can check out all the deals. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. The For You sale, where you need the app, and you have to clip those coupons. You have your Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs, $2.47 a pound, limit you to two. Your raw shrimp, 16 to 20 count, $6.97 a pound. Dole salad blends, $1.77. Raspberries, cranberries, pomegranates, only $1.97. Kelly, so cranberries, because I know some years your mom gets nervous about a shortage.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
there's
she
no
thought
shortage.
The whole world was going to be without cranberries a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, they're
fine.
Already in stock at Shaw's. They limit you to four bags. Hormel sides, $1.97. Sargento shredded cheese, $1.97. Keebler cookies, Lay's potato chips, Santitas, tortilla chips, and Bachman snacks, $2.47. Haagen-Dazs and Tillamook ice cream, $2.97. Greg, Tillamook, $2.97.
I know, it's a good deal.
That's at Shaw's. Market Basket next week is $4.99, so don't even
just
go with that.
Feeling the ice cream this time of year. But.
Yeah. Dylan likes his vanilla ice cream.
Every once in a while, I'll have a few. I think the flavor we have in there right now is chocolate. I always try to have that in there.
As it should be.
Other deals at Shaw's Air. Apples in a tote bag, 99 cents a pound. Haddock filet, $7.99 a pound. Oscar Mayer bacon, $4.99. Your General Mills cereal, your Nature Valley granola bars, and your 8-count Pop-Tarts, $1.99. When you buy three, limit you to three. Thomas's English muffins, buy one, get two free, and they have regular and cinnamon raisin for the steal. Your muffins in the bakery at Shaw's, buy one, get one free. Dietz and Watson in the deli. If you buy a pound of turkey breast, chicken breast, ham, or roast beef, you get a pound of American cheese for free. Market Basket.
It's not real cheese.
I know. I'm just letting you know.
I do eat it.
The kids, no. So I always buy a pound of American cheese because the kids, like, they do a mix of American cheese and cheddar on their grilled cheeses. That's like their A+. They
love it. Pepper Jack. Same thing. Pepper Jack, I think, is not technically a cheese.
And I do love Pepper Jack. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. Your prime turkeys, Market Basket, or Jennie-O, 59 cents a pound. So if you are looking to get a frozen turkey, Market Basket has the cheapest prices this week. London broil shoulder steak, $4.99 a pound. Your ground turkey, like I told you, 93% lean, is $3.99. Jennie-O turkey breast, $4.99 a pound. They have smoked, honey, and oven roasted. Fresh boneless pork tenderloin, $2.69 a pound. Your large cod fillets, $7.99 a pound. Green seedless grapes.
That's Joe waving.
$1.99 a pound. Skippy peanut butter, $4.99. Creamy, chunky, natural creamy, and reduced fat creamy. Fresh romaine crisp lettuce, 2 for $3. Honey wheat bread, 2 for $4. And your Starkist solid white tuna, 4 for $5. Football cooking. Last week I did a seafood stew. One of my favorites. I was craving it, so I made it. So that recipe is up there. And the key is, if for that one, I told Kelly, I use an entire bottle of spicy VA juice as the base of my broth. And I mix it with clam juice. And that's what kind of gives it that stew slash seafoody flavor. And I did a short rib poutine, last week, and that is up there for the recipe.
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your stuff. All right, we got to leave you. We will see you all tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning. We're right back at it on the Morning Buzz. Thanks.